And welcome to Grinders and Sons. Oh, no, that's a different show. This is RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside Lamont, Breakman Lamont. And, no, just kidding. And Eric Esther RPG. So
those Grinders and Sons, does that mean they sell us basically Subway sandwiches? That's another word for Subway sandwiches. If you live in near Philly,
yeah,
and they call them Grinders.
Oh, yeah. Breakman, how you doing?
I was thinking of Growlers, personally.
Growlers? RP Growlers? All right, gentlemen. Wow, what a week, huh? We're here.
It's a week.
Yeah, it was definitely a week. Why don't we just get straight into the news and get this, because we got tons of news. So let's do this.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you are up, sir.
Okay, from RPG site, we've got Punishing Action RPG Themisia is dated for September 7th for PC. No console release planned as of yet. But this is a game we talked about a while ago, which is basically a Souls-like.
Yeah.
And you're wearing a plague doctor mask, and you've got like weird plague abilities, I guess.
Yeah, I can't show you guys video again for whatever stupid reason. I mean it's so stupid. If I fast forward the video just a little bit, it'll run if I catch it in time. But I didn't catch it in time, so there you go. All right.
Anything? But that's it.
Okay, Breakman, next story, please.
Coming to us live from still loading Monster Rancher RPG site. Comes to live from RPG site. Almost.
That's completely the wrong article.
What?
What? Isometric tactical RPG.
He was talking about Monster Rancher.
Oh yeah, I think you got the wrong one.
Isometric tactical RPG Arcadian, yeah. Atlas set to release for PC in 2022. Now my shit's just loading very slow, and the other article popped up first. Publisher Serenity Forge has announced a partnership with developer Twin Otter Studios to publish isometric tactical RPG Arcadian Atlas set for 2022 release. Arcadian Atlas is a tactical RPG that evidently draws inspiration from genre classics such as Final Fantasy Tactics and Ogre Tactics. There's a Kickstarter that started in 2016.
Tactics Ogre.
It raised nearly 100,000.
Yeah, this looks really good. If I was into like how Breakman is, this game would be definitely on my radar. It looks pretty. I don't know if you guys had a chance to look at the trailer, but man, it's got a really good look. It's a tactic game, like they said, along the lines of Final Fantasy Tactics.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, it looks really good, Break. I mean, I think
the running theme of the news this week is PC, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. Apparently. Okay, anything else on that, Break?
Yeah, I mean, there's more story, but we don't need to go into it.
Yeah, let's go, because we got tons of stuff. As my article pulls up here from RPGsite.net, The Waylanders exits early access and launches for Steam on November 16th. It's let me try to play the video for you guys, if it'll do anything for me here. Apparently not. Okay. It's a time travel party based CRPG inspired by Celtic mythology. Let's just wait on this. Jesus Christ, man. Fucking, I don't know what it is about Chrome and RPG site that just doesn't mix. So let's see. It successfully ran a Kickstarter campaign in 2018. Was released in early access in 2020. So there's a trailer. Looks kind of neat. There you go. Not much more information on that. Oh, there's more stuff here. Explore two eras, an epic story inspired by Celtic mythology, which I just said. Gather your party. Companion formations make the difference. And then there's some main features like traveling between eras. Story like no. Ah, jeez, this is so stupid. Okay, well, there you go. You get the gist of it right there. So, next story, Eric.
Next story is Moon and how it's coming to PC via Steam on See, it doesn't have actually a date or a price, but I'm guessing it's going to be around the same price as the Switch version is currently, which is, I think, $25.
Okay. It's they call it an anti-RPG. I wonder why.
Yeah, because it's about it's kind of like the same premise as Tulip, but instead of in that game where you're kissing people, you basically give them love instead of fighting them.
Yeah.
Give them love.
That's lust.
Yeah, he said give them love. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, it looks cool, Eric. I like the concept of this game. So Moon's coming out on PC. I hope they come out with it. Does it say consoles PS1 there? Why does it say that? That's so weird.
Because it's originally a PS1 game.
I gotcha. Okay. So there you go. I'd like to play this on the Switch or something. Kickfarter. Freak Five's in chat. What's up, Freak Five? Nice to see you in there. He says he's having taco pizza for dinner tonight. Well, aren't you special? Okay.
I have no idea what I'm going to have for dinner tonight. I'm hungry, too. Anyway, it comes as live from RPG site. Bravely Default the 2nd, released for Steam next week on September 2nd. Releasing. I like calling it the 2nd. Fine. Bravely Default 2.
There already is a Bravely 2nd, though.
Releasing for Steam next week on September 2nd. Oh, yeah, there is it, right?
Yeah.
The game will be priced at $59.99, discount for $53.99 until September 13th. It supports English and Japanese voiceovers with English, French, Italian, German, Spanish, Japanese, Korean, simplified Chinese, and traditional Chinese text.
I like Bravely Default the 2nd.
I wonder if this release will mean that it's going to come to the Xbox just like Octopath did.
You should have called it Bravely
Default. And I always wondered why Octopath never made it to the PS4.
I know, me too. Break, you should have called it Bravely Default Junior. That would have been better.
Junior?
Yeah. Cause, you know,
I don't know
Junior.
Why. Your video feed's all fucked up, Frank.
My video feed?
Yeah, on my computer it keeps flashing. I don't
it,
know.
It is on mine too, but I think it's my connection.
Oh, that's so weird. Okay, well, let me...
It's right now it's paused with a guy, like, just with a headset on, doing VR, and it's just paused.
What? Okay, I'll work on that while...
It seems to be working now, but it was glitching out earlier, so it's something you might want to look into.
I'll try, man, while I'm doing the show. But next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Final Fantasy IV Pixel Remaster launches on September 8th for mobile devices and PC. We all
for $99.99.
Yeah, no. It'll be priced at $17.99. You were almost right, Breakman.
Damn, $17.99.
I know.
No, that's not the price, is it?
With a 20% pre-purchase discount. So there you go. Kind of exciting, but man, the Square Enix tax sucks.
Yeah, I would play these games again because I love the original Final Fantasy.
It's kind of why I bought the whole bundle at the price I did.
Yeah, I agree, Eric. That's probably the better deal, man. Jesus, but $17.99. There you go. Okay, Eric, next story, please.
Wait, is it $17.99 before the discount or after the discount?
Before.
It's before.
Yeah, before.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's actually more palatable, I guess. That's, what, $3 off. So,
I don't know.
But it's also a much bigger game than the other three games, so I can see why. Yeah.
I guess. I mean, I can.
It's nearly $20 price tag.
I know, but it's still a game that's, you know, 30-something years old, you know?
Yeah. That's true, too.
It's just, even though it's just updated graphics, it's still the same game.
I know, it's the same game, man. Like, I mean, it's a great game.
I saw some people on Twitter complaining about the Lunar Palace not being aligned properly because they basically have it sitting on top of the cliffside instead of making it look like it's on the cliffside. Mm. And apparently that was, copy-pasted from the After Years version.
I mean, Square Enix doing Square Enix things, man. Any way you could save a penny, I guess.
Yeah, and then charge as much as possible. No thank you. I like your games. I like them a lot, but I'm not paying that tax.
Hey, Breakman Cat Cole.
Hey, at least the game's not completely broken at launch. Because that's what happened with Chrono Trigger.
Yeah. Cat Cold is in chat, Breakman. I thought you'd like to know that.
Who is? What?
Cat Cold. Cat Cole.
Oh, okay, cool.
It's kind of a cool name. All right, who's this? I think this is Breakman's turn.
I'm doing the Monster Rancher story, right?
Oh, yeah.
Coming
No,
to
no,
us
no.
live from.
Labyrinth of Galleria, Coven of Dusk. You really want to do that Monster Rancher one?
Like that's like. Are you sure? I don't think it was my turn then, because I thought I had
Oh,
this
okay,
ready.
Eric, go ahead with the Labyrinth of Galleria.
Okay. Labyrinth of Galleria, Covenant of Dusk, or Coven of Dusk, which is a sequel of Labyrinth of, I forget what the name of the first game called, but it's another of the Coven of Dusk games. But, anyways.
Refrain, Labyrinth of Refrain.
Yeah, it was Refrain, that's right. It was previously released in Japan on 2020 of November, for the PS4 and the PS Vita, because the Vita still got games then, in Japan at least. But the Switch version is finally coming out, so hopefully the localization will be out soon.
Yeah. All right. Anything else on that, Eric?
Nope.
All right, Breakband. Now you get to finally do the story you've been waiting for.
Coming to us live from CNN. There's a new. Sorry, wrong arc. Coming to us live from RPG site, Monster Rancher 1 and 2 DX coming to Switch, PC, Steam, and iOS on December 9th.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say coming to us live from CNN, another Capitol riot.
So, how do we get the monsters in the. And the other versions that aren't the PS4 version, because at least with the PS4 version, you could probably put any disc in and it'll work.
I never owned this game, so I have no idea how they're going to do this. Update: Kazumi Fujita, the executive but producer of Koei Tech, was it Tech?
I meant the PC version, not the PS4. There is no PS4 version.
Oh, wait, what was it? Original PlayStation or PlayStation 2 game?
It was originally
PlayStation.
Okay. Yeah.
It has been officially confirmed through Tui Tenecmo. I don't know this company. American Europe that Monster Rancher 1 and 2 DX will be released simultaneously worldwide on December 9th. That's not an update. That's just what I read.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
An update.
Yeah.
So on the mobile devices, I'm guessing you're going to scan QR codes for monsters. Mm-hmm. And for the PC version, it's going to look at various files on your computer.
As a refresher. New ports will utilize an online CD database where you can look up music albums and game titles.
Oh, okay.
Fujita also promised a new version will connect players from all around the world, including Japan, through the online versus and tournament features.
All right. Anything else on that, Break?
No.
All right. Tales of...
Well, actually, I take that back. Here's the update. It was at the very bottom of the tail here. All ports will receive updates that are added new features not in the original PS1 release. All saved data slots will be automatically available without any microtransaction. You have to buy save spots in the original?
That's a weird mechanic. Like, do you want more places to save your game? You gotta cop up the in-game gold or whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, fuck what that. The fuck? That was the worst play mechanic I ever fucking heard of. Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, anyway, frozen monster slots are doubled from 10 to 20. Activity memo that will let you keep track of the monster's training regimen. High-speed mode option that will speed up all gameplay and movements. I like that. I wish
to be fair to Monster Rancher, it didn't do what Pokemon did and force you to only have one save file.
Yeah, that's a good point. New ranking leaderboards for online random battles, so there you go.
All right. Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Tales of Luminaria will have action combat with fully original cast. So there you go. That's the whole story. It's a 3D action RPG. And the original cast is back. So if you were a fan of it before, you're going to be a fan of it now. So there you go.
It's a mobile game, though, so it's probably going to be... full of gotcha shit.
Oh, yeah. See, anytime they say mobile, I just, blah. You know.
All
right.
But you don't have to buy anything. I get ads all the time to buy stuff. Like, Fallout always has these ads pop up. Like, 50% off. Couple days. You better hurry up.
And after all, it says we'll have action combat with the fully original cast. Not that you won't be able to buy other characters.
No, but here's the thing, Breakman. I agree with you. You don't have to buy anything in those gotcha games. But you always get to a point where you're like, there's no way I could do this without buying extra shit.
Not always. Like the game I'm playing, I hadn't spent a dime on it, and I can get through it. I didn't have to spend a dime on, what was that game I played so long that I can't even remember now? South Park. Never spent a dime on that one, and I did just fine. In that game, people would get an advantage if they did spend money, but there are other games I've played where it's, you know, you can play through the entire game without spending a dime.
There's no question.
If this game launches and you have to pay for it, then maybe it's not a gotcha at all.
How dare you, Freak Five? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. No, what I'm saying, Breakman, I've been playing Marvel Puzzle Quest for years, right? I have yet, in all the years I've been playing that game, and it's a good game, right? It's one of the best match 3 games out there, for sure. I still have yet to champion a 5-star character, you know, one of the big characters.
Because it takes money.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's totally random. It's sort of like a loot box thing, like you never know what you're going to get, you know, so... I mean, but that's the only way. Like, I talk to other people in my little, what do you call it, like alliance, and none of them really have any champions. I think one person has one champion, but those people are always buying. Like, I always get extra stuff because they buy stuff, you know? It's like,
I'm not trying to say that all games aren't like that, because there are definitely games where you have to spend money to get any farther. Like, what was that one game I played? A Peggle Blast, I think.
Yeah.
I had to spend more money. I didn't spend it, but to get any farther, I would have had to have spent money. I'm not saying there aren't games like that, but there are games that are free, and you can get through them all the way without having to spend it.
Yeah, no, I hear you, too.
It's a mixture, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're both,
I mean,
we both win the argument. Yeah.
Right, yeah. No, okay, it's not really an argument. I just hate games that have the gacha elements, period. Yeah. You know, just... charge for your game. I mean, it's simple. Charge 10, 15 bucks for your game. A lot of people will buy it if it's really good. And that's it. There you go. It's not
hard.
I think
the problem is a lot of these games just aren't that good.
I mean, that's true. That's true, too. A lot of them aren't. That's a good point, Breakman. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Okay, creature collecting.
No, you skipped one.
No, what?
You skipped... Forbidden West one.
Oh yeah, the Horizon stuff. Okay. Horizon Forbidden West is releasing on February 18th, and Zero Dawn's getting a PS5 performance patch. I think that's out now, so that's really it.
All right, there you go. So we got a patch for Horizon Zero Dawn.
I was under the impression that it was already playing at 60 if you have a PS5, because the game had a uncapped frame rate, but I guess this makes it stable.
Ah, okay. It's a pretty game. I started playing it, but it didn't.
And apparently, it also patches in 4K resolution if you want to play with that.
Yeah. It doesn't. I mean, this the game. I started playing this game, Eric. I have it. I had it on the PS4, and obviously now on the PS5, but. It didn't really grab my interest too much. Should I keep playing this game, Eric?
I hear it gets more interesting the further in, but okay. I also think that the game's horribly unbalanced.
Yeah.
And you're better off just playing in story mode.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I
still enjoy the story and not have to deal with any of the open world shit.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Maybe the sequel will improve on that, though.
Yeah, I hope so, man. Because like I said, it did. It just didn't grab me. You know, it wasn't. It was one of those big budget titles, and I appreciated it for sure. It looks really pretty, but it just didn't grab me. Maybe I just need to keep going. You know, I don't know. All right, break next story.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Monster Rancher 1 and 2 DX coming to Switch, PC.
You already did that.
Didn't we do this?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Creature collecting.
Right. You didn't. It was supposed to be a joke and nobody laughed. It's like creature collecting open world action adventure. Doki V gets new trailer at Gamescom opening night.
It's Doki V.
Break is ahead of his time, I swear.
Okay. It's a Pokemon clone.
I gotcha. Doki V was originally announced at G-Star 2019, or at the time was described as a collectible MMORPG for all ages.
It's not true that it's an MMO. I don't know why they said that, but they fucked up.
Well, today's announcement does not call the title an MMO, and Pearl Apsis made a statement to IGN clarifying that the game is an open-world action-adventure instead.
Yeah, like Breath of the Wild.
And the game is scheduled to be coming out for the PC and consoles. Sounds like it's probably going to be on as much as they can possibly put it on.
Yeah.
Dive into a gorgeous and lively world where Doki B and humans live side by. Okay, I'm not reading this shit.
Yeah, don't read it, dude. Hey, Slagar's in chat. What's up, Slagar? Slagar slammed me on Twitter.
I wonder how this is going to compare to Arceus or Legends Arceus.
Hey, Slagar, did you bring the Depends? You son of a bitch. All right, Freakbite says, I bought a whatchamacallit today. I haven't had one of those in a while. That's terrible for you, just to let you know.
Terrible to not have one, you mean?
Well, it's terrible to eat them. They're good. I like whatchamacallits, man. They're great, but, man, so fattening. All right, I think it's my turn next. Coming to us live from RPGsite.net, 2002 Action RPG Enclave, re-releasing.
And then I think it has a little bit more calories than the average candy bar, so, yeah.
Yeah. Action RPG Enclave, re-releasing for PS4, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch in fall 21. I don't remember having too much fun with Enclave. So
was anybody really hankering for this?
No. I mean, I think I played this game, and I played every bit of maybe an hour, and I was like...
I think I remember the X-Play review not being favorable.
No, it was terrible, from what I remember. I remember...
Well, no, not terrible, but just nondescript, really.
I don't remember having a great time with this game at all, man. So, well, there you go. If you're clamming for Enclave, here it is. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
We've got... Stray Blade action RPG set to release for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC in 2022. And I wanted to watch the trailer for this on my console, but U2's kind of borked it and they haven't fixed it since April. It's been an issue where, like, if you try to watch something with your brand account, it will age gate you and prevent you from watching the video, even though it should be linked to your main account anyway.
Yeah. Bernie's in chat. What's up, Bernie? Nice to see you in chat. This game looks good. I mean, graphically, it's solid. It does kind of have a Souls kind of vibe to it, but way more colorful. Way more colorful. Says she wished...
A little bit more cartoony.
Yeah, more cartoony. Slager says he's at the bar having a brew and now trapped here because it's pouring. Damn the bad luck. Well, glad you could be here with us, Slager. I don't know if you're listening to us with your headphones or what, but enjoy that brew, man.
You know, I'm kind of getting tired of the Metroidvania term.
Yeah.
It's like, I want this to be free-for-all. I want to talk about it, but maybe next month.
Yeah, if we get a chance, we will.
Because we won't be doing a tournament in September, right?
I don't believe we will. Yes, we will. We have a tournament scheduled. But you know what? We might have time today.
But why? I mean, like, doesn't it make more sense to do a tournament in October instead?
I mean, if you don't...
Why can't we do both?
Yeah, why can't we do both? No, we might have time today, Eric. I'll tell you why. Because we blew through the news here, so... I think we'll have a chance to do that today.
The weird thing, though, is, like, if you think about it, a Souls-like game is kind of already in that vein anyway.
Yeah. Slager says, the background on the screen, you guys playing the ESO free event? I am not, Slager.
I never played Elder Scrolls Online.
It would be cool to check it out, though. I do like those type of games, the Elder Scrolls games. Freakfire says, I guess you should have a couple more beers while you wait for the rain to stop. Of course. I had a couple beers last night, and they gave me a headache, man. Two beers, and I got a headache. I'm getting old, Break, man. Wasteland 3, Cult of the Holy Detonation DLC releases on October 5th. This comes to us from RPGsite.net. So there you go. It's a nuclear detonation stuck in time, a holy war between mutant cults and the Desert Rangers stuck right in the middle. So it sounds kind of cool. There's a little trailer there. Colorado Collection. Wow, I didn't know Wasteland took place in Colorado. That's kind of cool.
It takes place across the United States.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, well, the most important spot is Colorado, so I don't know that.
Gotcha.
All right, you know what, Breakman? I think I skipped you, so let's go ahead and let you do the last story.
The last story? I thought there were two more stories.
Is there?
I see Spellforce and the one I am loading right now, which is still loading for whatever goddamn reason, son of a bitch.
But while you're waiting for that, I'll do the next one.
Okay, do the next one, Eric.
Spellforce 3 Reforced. I can't believe they did that. for PS5, PS4, Xbox Series XS, and 1 on December 7th. No PC, because I guess it's already on PC, so they could just tweak it with a patch. Anyways, coming out 4 years after the original's launch on PC. Like I said, I believe free update. Okay, so you don't have to pay extra for extra content, because that's how they're gonna get you how they did get you with Ghost of Tsushima, and how they're gonna get you with the director's cut of Death Stranding. But
yeah,
no cost here.
You know what the sequel to this should be called? Spellforce 4 Reforcer. That's what they should call it.
I'm walking off the show.
No, Reinforcer.
Reinforcer. I like that. Yeah, no, that's part 5. Yeah. That's part 5. So we got Reforcer and then part 5. Reinforcer. Yeah. So.
And then Force Harder.
Reforced Harder. Yeah, there you go. Freak 5 is exiled. Son of a bitch. And Breakman's exiled for using my catchphrase.
That's really it.
All right, Breakman, you get the honors of the last story.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, a game that we talked about and interviewed one of the developers, Team 17, to publish classic isometric RPG Broken Roads for console platform and PC on 2022. So that's good news for them. They found a publisher.
Which technically is owned by they're owned by Focus Home Interactive now.
Oh,
so I guess it's their game.
Cool.
So this is going to allow them to have a brighter range. You know, this is going to be able to, they're going to be able to put this out on more than one system, PC and consoles now. Broken Rose is supposed to pick
Well, they did say the goal.
I'm walking off this show
on consoles, and this is how they're going to do that.
I'm walking off, Breakman.
Broken Rose is a post-apocalyptic classic computer-style RPG in a vein of Fallout, set in the Australian outback, with a key mechanic. It's called the Moral Compass. They have money now is what it is. You can shape your character's personal philosophy by the ways you respond to certain decisions made throughout the game, and your character's morality can affect components such as dialogue choices and passive skills. And this game sounds as cool as always.
You know what? We did interview Drop Bear Bytes for this game, and it looks even better. They had a trailer. I think we actually even like got a sneak preview of the trailer, or were one of the first people to bring the trailer to light. But it looks even better. I don't know if you guys have seen the updated trailer here.
I didn't get the chance.
Holy hell, looks gorgeous, Breakman. You got to check this out, man.
I definitely want to play this game. Like, it's really shaping up.
Yep, it's looking like it's going to be a good one, man. And I'm down, man. I hope. Eric, you need to get on it and see if we can get some codes. Maybe we can give away on the show, man. Because this,
I don't have a PC good enough to play this thing.
No. But they're going to put it on consoles too, man. So.
Are they releasing at the same time?
I'm not sure.
I doubt that. I bet it's going to be in PCs first, and then they'll start working on consoles.
It looks fantastic, man. And you know what I like? I like the Australian setting with, like, the kangaroos and all kinds of shit, man. It looks really, really good, man. I mean, the fire looks fantastic. The backgrounds look gorgeous. Like, everything in this game just looks super good. And it looks even better than when we interviewed Drop Bear Bite. So maybe we can get them back on to talk about it, man. They got to be super stoked. I'm really happy for those guys and Team 17 picking up this this game because it looks fantastic. So, yeah. All right. I think we got through all of the news, gentlemen, which I did not think we could do in a timely fashion, but you guys proved me wrong yet again. I didn't have to walk off the show, Breakman. So
there you go. I was going to do it this time.
Yeah, I know. Freak said, I like the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer. I did too. Eric told me about it, and it looks it's looking really
good. There's only one thing I don't like about it, but it relates more to how I feel about the MCU in general, about these people are superheroes and they're supposed to be making the world a better place, but it doesn't seem to be improving in any feasible fashion because, like, Tony Stark made, like, almost infinite clean energy source, yet the people don't have that. It's just his. So rich people being rich people.
Yeah. Bezos being Bezos, man. Yeah. You know,
and that's what Civil War kind of probably should have been about. It should have been like, why haven't you done anything with your wealth and bullshit?
Yeah.
Don't give me the thing about how Bucky killed my parents, fucker.
I know. You know what's weird? Like, I was thinking about Jeff Bezos the other day. That guy could literally, with one swipe
maybe,
of his...
Maybe they could do Civil War 2 like that. Maybe they actually address these inequities within the superhero world.
Yeah, maybe. But I was thinking about Jeff Bezos and how he could literally write a check and end world hunger. Not just United States, world hunger. It's so weird. And still
But then he wouldn't get to fly out and look at space for 10 seconds.
Oh, boy.
With a dildo.
What was it? It was like 10 minutes or something like that?
Yeah, it was like 10, literally 10 minutes. I'm like, really? That's kind of cowardly, you know? I mean, you're no fucking
NASA asshole. Probably has a smaller budget than you use to go to space, and they're there much longer.
So stupid. So dumb. All right, homie discounts. Any of you guys got a homie discount for anybody?
No.
All right. You, Eric?
No.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to put it up, but I can mention it. But I'll mention it again once I find an article to put in to slot it in. But the games with gold for next month have been out or listed.
Oh, really?
I need to look it up right now, though.
Yeah, I like to avoid trailers too, Breakman. I really do. But I did happen to see the Spider-Man one, and it's good. It's worth watching. It doesn't give away anything, really.
You don't know. I found it. Like, Slegar's asset said why. Like, because trailers give away too much to me.
Yeah, I mean,
And then there are trailers like Ant-Man, where you saw all the good parts of the movie in the trailer.
Yeah,
like, literally, the trailer was the best part of the movie.
Yeah,
you know? Both Ant-Man and Ant-Man.
I found the article.
Okay.
Do you want me to read it?
Of what? For what? Eric.
For the Games of Gold for September.
Yeah, go ahead and read it.
Warhammer Chaos Bane, Blocka, Zone of the Enders HD Collection.
Oh, yes!
Only one of those games doesn't have an Xbox port. You're going to have to get the PS4 version to have a better version of Zone of the Enders 2.
I've never played Zone of the Enders.
And Samurai Showdown 2.
I like that.
Okay.
I've never played Zone of the Enders. I guess I'm gonna have to try that out.
Yeah. That's not PS Plus, right? That's for gold.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Damn it! I was
so, like, there was an HD collection also on the PS3, but you can't play that on the PS4 and 5 unless it's in the part of the PS Now. But yeah. There was an HD port that Konami did themselves of Zone of the Enders 2.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is better than this HD collection, but it's best played on a Pro. So, if you have PS5, you'll be able to play that.
Okay. Anything else, Eric?
That's it for my home media discounts.
All right. Breakman, should I hit your music?
No.
Darn it! Dang it! Freak 5 didn't send you anything, neither did Bernie. How dare they? How dare they?
They're fired.
They are fired. Okay. Let's go on to this then.
Inquiring minds want to know.
What you been playing, Breakman?
Well, I finished the DLC of Dungeons 3, and nice. I just started playing like some skirmish modes and stuff like that because I don't want it to end. I had so much fun. I have the same complaints. It's just the technical difficulties. I wonder how this would run on like the Xbox Series X, for instance, or like a high end PC.
Yeah.
Because the slowdown is just fuck. Like I try, for instance, when there's a lot of combat on, I want to go to use a spell.
Yeah.
It's like delay. Like no. Here I'm pushing over to this direction, and then you finally get it, and your controller like that your icon on the screen moves like 20 feet away from where you were because it's finally catching up to what you were doing. Like fuck, god damn it, motherfuck. Shit.
Yeah, what that tells me is you need an axe, man. You might have a lot better time with more horsepower.
Yeah. Other than that, I mean, it's just so much fun. I like, you know, being the bad guy, and I do like the making your own dungeon aspect. This is more unique, I think, than a lot of the real time strategy games you get. Because usually it's you get like two or three factions and all of them even out in some way, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty much this exact same character. I don't know why it's like that when StarCraft long ago made it did it showed you could do different.
Yeah.
Do you think it's more fun than Dungeon Keeper?
Dungeon Keeper? I don't know Dungeon Keeper.
Dungeon Keeper was a game that was published by EA, and then they fucked it up when they did the remaster for the mobile space. But apparently it was a decent game that had dungeon building mechanics in it.
Uh-oh, he's going to sue you for interest. You owe him money. You're in trouble, Frank.
I told you that paycheck's in the mail, and I didn't say you specifically were fired, Freak Vibe. I said
I did.
Yeah, Breakman did.
You can go ahead and sue me. There's not much there. You can try, and the courts will laugh at you. Because,
All right.
Yeah, squeezing a stone, blood out of stone.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Which it was probably be only your blood anyway.
Yeah. Freak Five says he's still been
so hard.
Yeah, he's still been playing Kingdoms of Amalur. I'm waiting for that to go down in price. I'm really interested in that game. Eric, I'm sorry, Break. Anything else you've been playing?
Breath of the Wild still. Like, it's just a fun game.
Yeah, that game's great.
Still haven't gone back and talked to the woman I'm supposed to advance the plot because I'm still just wandering around. I'm like, oh, hey, there's a new tower. I gotta go open up this part of the land. Oh, shit, these guys are tough. Fuck.
Yeah, you literally could just do that and then do all the story sequences in a row.
Yeah. It's a fun game. You know, the cool thing about that game is if you see something, you can get there. You know,
And awesome. If you see something, you can interact with it a lot of the time.
And unless it's raining, then fuck you. You can't climb the mountains.
I know.
But if you see like a butterfly or something, you can run and grab that butterfly and then cook it up
and
later.
The only way to prevent yourself from getting electrocuted when it's lightning out is to not equip any metal or find the rubber suit.
Yeah, Slagar says
they warn you about that in the menu. Like, if you see lightning, will strike you if you have metal. Like,
oh, yeah, great. Slagar says yes. I liked Amalur. I wonder why I quit it. Yeah, I've heard nothing but good stuff about Amalur, Slagar.
Did Re-Reckoning get a PS5 and Xbox Series X S patch?
I don't believe it did. Not yet, anyways, Eric. I don't think it really needs it, to be honest.
The only thing it would probably improve is they could probably up the resolution even more and maybe offer a 120 hertz mode.
Yeah.
For those that might like that.
Nothing in 120 hertz really works great. I mean, it's kind of weird. Eric, what have you been playing?
I played a little bit more Dark Souls 3 over the weekend before I finished up the second playthrough. I'm on the third playthrough, and I stopped at the play Dragon Quest 1 and 2 on the Switch.
Oh, that's cool.
And I also play Axiom Verge 2, and I beat that, but I haven't got around to doing a review yet.
Hey, is it good? Because I know the first one is
great. No, I'm not spoiling it if it's good. You'll have to read my review or listen to it, because I'm not sure if I'll write it. Or just make an audio
You're
one.
You're such a tease, Eric. Okay, cool. Good. Dragon Quest 1, as many random encounters as ever?
Yeah, I don't know if it's just this version of the game, but the encounter rate on 2 is ridiculous.
Yeah. I've heard the Japanese versions have a lot higher encounter rate than the American versions.
I don't know, man. I remember playing...
But, like, I mean, it's kind of balanced out by the fact that these versions are much quicker paced.
Yeah.
So you can get through battles quickly, but you're doing a lot still.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I remember...
And it's helping you grind faster because you're doing so many battles.
What was it? I wish
they made it easier to escape battles so you don't have to fight them all. I mean, you can prevent them outright with Holy Protection, but only works up to a point. What and then was you have to keep recasting it.
Which one
and
was
it doesn't work against enemies that are really powerful either, does
no.
it?
No, if you're like level 50, most enemies you'll be able to run away from in the final dungeon. Mm. But that requires a lot of grinding.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think that's like level 50, not for the hero, but for the person who casts it. So the weakest member of your group, the girl.
Yeah. I just remember like fucking.
I say the weakest, but technically the Prince of Kanak is the weakest because he's got the rawest deal when it comes to armor. Because you're better off giving the flowing dress to the princess because. She is the squishiest member, but it turns out that having higher resilience and having the extra added defense of that armor makes her more durable than the princess because he's targeted more.
Yeah, I just remember I'd step one or two steps and and then I'm like, fuck. I just want to get to that town right there.
I do want to run an experiment, though, because there is a quick save feature. I wonder if I could quick save after so many steps, quit out, load my save, and the counter will be reset.
Yeah. Slagar says the news is making it sound like New Orleans is seconds away from being washed away. I was going to say, Breakman, wasn't it washed away before? with the other hurricane?
Yeah.
Okay.
The one that we can't remember at the top of our heads right now.
Yeah.
There have been so many hurricanes. Don't. It's not our fault. Just saying.
Right. Okay. Let's move on to. If I can get the audio.
RP Grinders reviews.
I didn't see any reviews for Eric, which will be on the feed if he does one this week. Breakman, did you have any reviews?
I'm definitely doing it tomorrow. I would have done it today, but I was. Dead tired, and I'm still recovering from the injury I sustained to my shoulder.
Yeah, Katrina.
Thank you.
Thanks, Freak Vibe. Yeah.
Because I either slept or leaned on it too long and then fucked it up. So. Yeah.
All right, Break. Any reviews?
I'll give Dungeons 3 a real positive review. I love the game. It's a lot of fun, despite the technical difficulties. Building your own dungeon and setting it up so enemies have to walk through it and just watch them tripping your traps and cackling maliciously, good times.
I need to probably invest in a new bed. That would help.
And if you like the story of the single player game, I recommend getting the DLC. DLC packs continue the story and they're just as fun and entertaining as the original.
All right. So what are you giving it out of 10? Break.
Because of the technical difficulties, I'm going to give it an 8.
Ooh, okay. Well, that's still a really high score.
I mean, that's
sure.
a great score, yeah. right? But yeah. I'm saying if it didn't have the technical difficulties, this could easily be like a 9 for me.
So if you ever get an X, would you revisit and then maybe adjust scores? Or
I don't know, because this game's so time-consuming. I don't know. I'd have to think about it.
Gotcha.
A couple months before Katrina. Wow, that's pretty scary.
That is scary, Freak Five. But hey, you made it out of there before the hurricane hit. All right, I got a quick review for a movie called Head Games, which I saw on Shudder. I saw on Shudder to everybody.
Head Games.
Yeah, Head Games. Yeah, he said Head Games. it's a pretty good movie. It's basically involves two guys who are basically dared by a couple to do increasingly worse things to themselves or each other or in general. So if you could think of a game like I Dare You To, but it just keeps getting worse and worse. And basically the two guys kind of get pitted against each other because it's whoever does something first that gets the money. and the money keeps increasing as the stakes increase. So if you like that sort of thing, I highly recommend it. It's got the guy from Anchorman, one of the anchors. I can't remember his name, but he's the bald-headed, kind of tall guy, goofy mouth guy. He's really funny, but he's in it, and he's really good. So I suggest giving it a watch. If you have Shudder, give Head Games a watch or rent it. It's definitely worth the rental. I give it a 7.5 out of 10. I kind of liked it. Some of the things that these guys have to do is just crazy. Up to and including, I don't want to give too much away, but Pretty Mouth Guy, Slagar says. No, he's kind of got like a, I don't know, like something's wrong with his mouth, but he's got like, he's bald. He's a real funny guy. You've seen him in a ton of things, but he's on, let's see if I can find a picture of the dude, and I'll tell you who he is. Let's see, Anchorman cast. How about that? The guy's really funny. His name is David Ketchner. Let me pull him up on the screen here so you guys could see who he is. God damn it, really? Why can't I just get a big, like, picture of the guy? Here, I'll just put him up on the screen now so you guys can, I mean, he's just got a goofy kind of side smile thing, but, you guys have seen this guy in movies before. He's been in a ton of, he's one of those character actors that you just, you know who he is when you see him. So there he is. Okay, let's go back here. And so, yeah, 7.5 out of 10. I recommend watching it. Let's move on to everybody's favorite. Oh, nobody else had any reviews except for Break. Okay.
No.
All right, let's go on to Stinkos.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the week.
Break, man, what you got?
I've just got one Stinko. Earlier this year, back in June, my mom had a heart attack.
Yeah.
It was right before she was supposed to have her second COVID shot. Mm-hmm. And after she had the heart attack, she started having the kidney problems and all this other stuff. And she's never been able to go and get the second shot.
Yeah.
Well, this past weekend, she caught COVID.
Oh, no.
So she's in my suite. One of my suites is she's feeling a lot better now, but over the weekend it was pretty like she had to go to the hospital. Her oxygen was low. We were worried if she's going to have to be put on a ventilator, you know.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Break, man. That's harrowing, man. But it's good that maybe she got past the bad part, you know.
See, that's the thing is I've read a lot of stories about COVID, how it'll certainly – It'll get better and then suddenly get worse. So, you know, So right now she seems like she's getting a lot better.
But, well, that's good, man. I mean, hopefully the doctors are keeping an eye on her and.
Well, she's not hospitalized.
Well, good. Woo. Yeah. I mean, that's good.
She went to the hospital, but she's not in there now, so it's good.
I mean, that sucks that she couldn't get that second one, man. But at least she's right now for the time being pulling through it. You know, that's
All we can hope is that one shot was enough to make it, you know, so it's like it is right now where it's going away. Hopefully.
So if she gets better, she can get the second one, right? Or is she pretty much protected?
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
I'd probably because at least if it boosted her immune system that she doesn't need the shot, she's going to probably still need to get a booster for Delta.
Yeah, that's true too. Are we all needing that booster for Delta, Eric? Or...
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh boy, I thought this.
I'm starting to wonder if we should just wait until there's another booster for the other shit that's coming.
I agree, Break. Because how can they call it a vaccine if it doesn't fucking vaccinate?
I'm sure they're working on a Lambda shot.
So. There's another one too that I just read about.
Lambda's the worst so far, man. Lambda's the one that really scares me. I'm not super afraid of Delta, but man.
There's another one. There's another variant that I read about.
Yeah, there's one.
It's not as contagious, though.
Yeah. Yeah, the Lambda one is like the obnoxiously contagious. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I got to read every time I look in a message board, all the amped up, all you vaxxers, you're passing it on. What are you? What? What? Like, you all you vaxxers are in the hospital and stuff. I'm like, what news stations you idiots listen to?
Fox.
And then they'll see like that. You read the comment section, somebody's saying like all the hospital beds are, all the ICU beds are filled up in, say, Texas and Kentucky and places like that. Fake news is a lie! And Jesus Christ.
I know.
I hate, man.
Are the Omega Moves the cows from Diablo 2?
Yeah. Let's see. It says when the Omega Moves get here, we're fucked. Yeah. My Stinko, I didn't win the $50,000 in my county's COVID vaccine lottery. Yeah, I didn't win the $1 million in the Colorado lottery.
Yeah, I didn't either. Win $1 million either. That is a Stinko. You're right.
Yeah, there
it's
you go.
Huge Stinko.
Okay, Eric, did you have a Stinko? I didn't see one on the list here. All right. Okay, I got one that really pisses me off, guys. I've been doing a lot of work with the homeless here in Denver. That's why I haven't had a lot of time to play games. I've talked about it for weeks now, but as I was kind of talking to some of the people at a specific encampment that I was at down in Southwest Denver, I was talking to one of the homeless people there, and as I was talking, these two, okay, there's no other way to put this, and I don't mean to sound like, I don't know if this sounds racist or what, but these two rednecks, right? That's what they were. They were in a big ass truck. I'm surprised it didn't have balls hanging from the back. You know what I'm saying, Breakman? Like those fake balls that they like to hang from the back of their truck.
They've got like the silhouette of a naked woman on the mud flaps.
Yeah, that you okay? So you kind of get the idea of what I'm talking about, Breakman. But they were.
And there was a Trump flag and an American flag.
There may
and
as well
maybe
been
a Confederate flag.
Yeah, that's how I pictured him. But no, it was an F-150. White F-150 with two rednecks, and they were just hooting and hollering and screaming and whistling and like just trying to make a disturbance up and down the street where these homeless people were, right? Well, I was talking to one of the people down there, and he's like, oh yeah, these guys will come at 4:30 in the morning and honk their horns all the way up in Long Hair just to wake us up and bother us. And I'm like, why don't you take video? Because I will fucking find out who does it, and I'll shame the fuck out of them, because I don't care, you know. And I told those as they were driving by, you know, obviously I'm not homeless, but you know, so I yelled at them. I'm like, get the fuck out of here, you know. What the fuck is your problem, you know? Because that's bullshit, and so that's a huge issue, you know. And if you're one of those people that likes to pick on homeless people and honk your horns and wake them up and all that type of shit, you know, I wish there was a hell for you, because that you would fit right in along with like people like Hitler and other people like that. So, you know, just whatever. Yeah, no, that was from Slagar. I think the Lambdas were from that Revenge of the Nerds, right?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about in chat.
Yeah.
The Omega Moves were also from Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh,
that was that was the fat chick. Yeah.
Freakbite says, just throw some broken bottles into the street for them to drive over. You know, I really do feel like that, Freakbite. I mean, it's just think about that for a minute. Let's say you fell on hard times, right? And you got displaced from your house because, I don't know, you lost your job. And then,
oh, you mean like the 3.5 million people that are about to be?
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be bad this winter, guys. I mean, just brace for it. You know, if you have a chance to buy stuff, like don't do food necessarily.
Oh, actually, I did forget to add that to my Stinkos. Like, Supreme Court, like, fuck
yeah.
Them.
Yeah, the Supreme Court sucks, man. They
just need, we need, we've said a billion times we need term limits. So we didn't need to fire every fucking one of them people.
I agree.
Over.
Every single one of them. 7-2 decision, Breakman. Oh, yeah. I think, who was it? Sotomayor was one of the ones and one other one. But, I mean, even their fucking view of it is kind of weird. But, yeah, 7-2. It was disgusting. But to get back to my point.
Like how you can sit on your throne and just tell people that they can't have even a roof over their head. Like, how can you just, you know, like you're a privileged all fucking one. Every single one's privileged now.
I think
like
that's just it.
They've got money. They've got wealth and power, and they're sitting up on their throne, looking down on the rest of us. They don't give a fuck.
Neither do any politicians, man. They don't give a shit. Congress could have done.
But the Supreme Court has the power to directly affect our lives like nobody else does.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Congress can reverse that real quick, but you don't see them jumping to action, man. I mean, they've had months and months and months to do something, you know, and it's just, it's sometimes it's just political theater, you know, and it's just, I hate it. That's why I always tell people, I hate Democrats. I hate Republicans. They all fucking suck. They all suck. That's why I stay independent and I don't worry about either party because they, I mean, they're cults. The Republicans
are. And any people who seem like they're outliers who go in there seeming like they're going to talk about big ideas and stuff like that.
They end up
like,
bending.
Like AOC. They end up just becoming part of the fold.
Yep, absolutely. It always happens. Like AOC showed a lot of promise at the beginning, and then now look. I mean, she's backtracking on Medicare for All. And
I've been calling her Pelosi 2.0.
Yep. On Twitter. Yep. You're absolutely right, Brake. Where that gets us, Lagar says, it got me right where I'm at. I still have my principles and you know, my moral compass, Lagar. I'm not going with Democrats
and
or Republicans.
He's not deluded about people who think they or say they support you.
Right. I am not deluded by any party. Fuck both parties. They suck.
I'm registered as a Democrat, but you don't see me cheering for them.
No, fuck them. Fuck the Democrats. Fuck the Democrats. Fuck the Republicans. Can't stand either one. Neither party.
One party is blatantly acting like it's a Nazi party, and they are enforcing their rules on everyone else, and they are not very quiet about how they want to rule. And the other party is just kind of like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Either that or we're like, okay, you do that and we'll just get the money.
Well, no, we can work together. We've got to work together.
Yeah.
Like, when our government works together, we all get fucked. Republicans and Democrats work together and they're bipartisan.
Yeah, no, you're right, Slagar. You're right, Slagar.
The American people always get shortcut.
Yeah. Slagar makes a good point. He says, pretty sure no one here or listening is deluded by anything, really. I mean, that's actually true, Slagar. Like you guys in chat, you know, anybody listening, I've had nothing but good feedback when we talk politically, you know, about stuff. Because, like, you know, I call it like it is. I mean, I was big on Bernie's bandwagon because he talked a big game. But in the end, they all let you down. You know, they even Bernie. Like Eric kept saying, you know, they just all fucking throw it away. You know, it's just all rhetoric. That's all it is. All the time, every time, every fucking year, man. So fuck every last one of them. I can't stand any of them. All right. Where are we at? We're still on Stinkos. Eric didn't have one. I did mine. Sure. I think I did mine. The obnoxious.
Okay.
I mean, I guess I could mention that my Stinko was also, you know, Supreme Court being dicks about the evictions.
Yeah.
But like, I'd be copying somebody, so I didn't miss anything. So. Yeah.
All right.
And it was a cop-out decision, too. Like, well, this branch shouldn't be able to have this much power and stuff like that. You know, the scientist and the medical branch that's going to save people? I forget what it was.
Would they say the same thing if they were to decide the tax breaks for the billionaires and millionaires, Brakeman? I highly doubt it. They would have a glowing opinion of how we should just give more money to richer people, you know, so yep. Fuck all of them too.
Oh, but they create all the jobs and then they take all the money from those jobs. Mm-hmm.
And they don't pay their workers the right
That's
right
what
way.
I'm saying. Like they take it showed during the pandemic the rich got richer. Mm-hmm. Well, half the country was out of work, the rich got richer.
It's like our science branch.
I forget what I'm talking about.
The more pro-science branch, you mean?
Yeah. All right, Sweeto. Let's do Sweetos, guys.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweeto of the week!
All right, Breakman, you're Sweeto of the week.
Well, like I said, my mom's feeling better. Hopefully, last time I talked to her, she was feeling a lot better. It's down to feeling like a cold than anything at this point.
Well, that's good.
But when it was worse, she said it was not like nothing she'd ever felt before.
Oh boy, that really sucks, man. I'm sorry Mom went through that. Hopefully this is just that's it, you know, and it's over with and she can go on to being her, you know, and not worrying about that shit, man. All right.
My other Sweeto goes to valuable listeners, longtime listeners of our podcast, only fans. After our outcry last week, they have reversed course.
Yes! All because of RP Grinders, right?
No. Yes, they're loyal listeners. I appreciate their appreciate them listening. And yeah, from what we said, they
so we're still going to be able to do porn on OnlyFans.
Yep.
Right on. They're really desperate now. They're desperate.
Oh man, they've been backtracking hard all week. Like, I know. They're just like, no, we're going to do it now. We got approval from the banks. Their reason initially was because
the banks yeah.
shareholders were saying, no, we're not going to support you if you're going to, you know, have that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Apparently, Revenge of the Nerds series is on HBO Max for streaming. If you want,
I like the Revenge of the Nerds.
You don't need the series, just the first two.
Yeah, the first two.
I saw three on TV. Was not interested really.
Yeah, the first two are good though. The first two are pretty good. All right, Eric, I don't see a Sweeto that you have, so I'll go ahead and go on to mine.
Okay, it's the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention. That's who it was. That's who they say did not have enough power. You know, the people who were trying to prevent COVID.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay.
Kentucky and Texas and other states are ignoring it. Like, I feel really, really bad for Kentucky. They elected a Democrat because he's heavy against COVID, which he is, but the rest of the state's Republican, and they just say, no, fuck you.
Yeah, well,
No mask, nope. But the people said we want to fight against COVID.
Freak5 says, early plug for Bernie's OnlyFans. She decided to get even filthier to celebrate that OnlyFans is keeping porn. How dare you, Freak5.
All right. Oh, I need details.
All right. So I've been, like I said, I've been doing a lot of work with the homeless, but I've also been doing a lot of work to, like, put cops in checks, guys. I've been taking video, doing all kinds of stuff for another channel. The other day, Bernie and I were driving around Denver, specifically down Colfax Avenue, and I saw these cops just sitting there. So I'm like, well, you know, let's just pull over, take our cameras, and see what they do. And I already knew what they were going to do. I knew they were going to just scatter after I put the camera on them. So I walked up a little bit away. You know, I parked where they didn't know where I was going to park, you know, so that way they wouldn't follow me and give me tickets and all kinds of shit like they know how to do. And I walked up to them and put my camera on them and just stood there. And tell me some scenarios of what you think the cops did, Breakman. What do you think the cops did?
Try to get you to turn it off?
Yeah, but how would they do that?
Oh, they were like, they'd start yelling at you and pointing, and then they'd probably try and grab you.
Okay, they did none of those things because they stayed in their car, but
they're in the car. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I thought they were like on foot.
No, they were in their car. Just
that
sitting.
Makes a lot of sense because I am used to cops.
They pulled out a laser pointer, try to annoy you.
Close,
they
Eric.
Be like a cat, like, go get it.
Yeah.
It's over there.
Very, very close. Basically, they turned on their, like, floodlight thing at the top of their thing. And they thought that was going to scare me away or whatever. But you know what I did? I just walked to the side and I stood there. And I waited for them to leave. 30 seconds later, cowards took off. Because they were wasting taxpayer money. They were sitting there. They were doing nothing. They weren't taking radar. They weren't, like, writing a report. They weren't – you know what they were doing? They were on their phone. That's what they were doing. They were pulling up fucking porn for all I know. I wish I could have got a little bit closer because then I could have seen what was on their phones. But, they both were just sitting there wasting taxpayer money, just doing nothing. Yeah. And you know,
maybe they're trying to look for weed or something.
Well, they probably were in the right place on Colfax there near downtown. So I thought that was really
funny.
Where's the
meth lab? I need some meth.
Yeah. If you guys want to see that.
I won't be surprised.
If you want to see that.
Excuse me, citizen. This is a fellow citizen. We're not police. We're fellow citizens. Could you buy some meth around here? Do you know where you can buy the latest brand of heroin?
Okay.
And then you could say, sir, this is a Wendy's.
If you want to see that, I created another channel a few weeks back that's gaining a lot of traction. I was really surprised, but it's called Mexican Long Hair. And Bernie and I went out on yesterday, actually. And that's when we – about the middle of the video, it's entitled – I think it's MLH and Bernie, Cruising with MLH and Bernie, I think. It's at night. It's the one at night, just fast forward towards the middle, and you'll see us walk to these cops, and there you go. Let's see. Let me catch up on chat here. Friends discount break, man. How dare you? Freak Pie says, my sweeto, the ruling that...
Are you saying no? Is that what you're saying? Jeez. Never hurt to ask.
No, you got to pay double, man. That's the deal. Freak 5 says, my sweeto, the ruling that the Kraken lawyers need to face sanctions. Yeah, hopefully lose their fucking license.
Yeah, I'm not celebrating until something like that happens. Once they're, like, really punished, yeah. Absolutely. They need to lose their license.
Yeah, there is a Kraken joke in there somewhere, Slagar. They have to pay the state's legal fees from the lawsuits in Michigan. Yeah, well, I mean, that's something, I guess. They pulled their guns on Frank because they thought he had a gun. They, you know what? I wouldn't have put it past me, Freak 5, but you know what? I'm not going to stop doing what I'm doing.
Rudy Giuliani went to release his Kraken in a hotel room, but turned out it was just a minnow. So.
Oh, yeah. Anyone play Pocket City? Oh, yeah, Pocket Pole for sure, Breakman. I smoked something called Mexican Longhair once. I know what you're talking about, Slagar. So, yeah, there you go. I caught up on chat. We did our sweetos. I didn't miss anybody, I don't think. And now it's time. Let me copy this URL. Can I just copy the fucking thing? All right, there we go. And then I'm going to put it in chat. We're going to determine whether or not TikTok is funny or stupid this week. Here we go. There's that. And, guys, I'm going to put it up on the stream here. Let's take a peek at this week's Funny or Stupid. If it ever pulls up here. Okay, there we go.
So dogs apparently don't like this sound. So dogs apparently don't like this sound.
Okay, so basically this is a dog backing up to the sound of the psycho shower scene thing. What do you think, guys? Funny or stupid? Eric?
Stupid.
I think it's cute, but it's still stupid. You, Breakman?
It's not funny.
Okay, so stupid?
I mean, it's cute, I guess. Like, oh that's kind of cute, but it's not like...
All right, so we'll give it a cute this week instead of funny or stupid. I think that works.
No, I say stupid. Well, I guess cute's fine, too. Okay. Oh, he's so cute.
All right. We'll give it a cute this week. How long until Frank is murdered by the cops who claim they thought he had a gun?
He's coming right at us!
I'm starting to get well-known, Freak 5. I doubt they want to try anything like that. I mean, I wouldn't put it past them, but whatever, you know? All right, so nobody likes this. They think it's cute, but not... All right, Bernie, there you go. It's cute. It's not funny or stupid, so at least it's kind of in the middle there. All right, let's move on. Guys, we are at the end. Here we go. It's a free for all. All right, guys, this is our free-for-all this week, or the tournament. We will determine the greatest Game Boy game of all time. We are on the final couple of rounds here. We have 8 left. Only one will survive. Should we get right into it, guys?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Let's start at the bottom. Let's go ahead and start at the bottom here. Legend of Zelda, Oracle of Seasons/Ages versus Metroid 2, Samus Return. Breakman, go.
How did Metroid get this far? I mean, it's an alright game, but some of the ones that got kicked out just were better games than Metroid. This Zelda is one of the better Zeldas, though. So, sorry, sorry, Samus.
Well, I'm actually going to go with Metroid 2, Breakman. I think it was a solid follow-up. Not as bad as you're saying there, sir. So that leaves Eric. Eric, is Legend of Zelda Oracle? I didn't enjoy Oracle of Seasons as much.
You're right. I am being harsh on Metroid, but that's because it's going up against something that's... I'm still mad about last week and the week before. Okay, fine. I admit it.
Okay, it's up to Eric. What moves on? Legend of Zelda, Oracle of Seasons, Ages. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, Metroid 2 had a really fun run, so I didn't expect them to get there. Slagar said Metroid. Yeah, I would have picked Metroid 2, Slagar, but blame these guys. Freak 5 says Zelda. Okay. Here we go. DK, Donkey Kong, versus Mega Man 5, Eric.
I'm going with Donkey Kong.
Wow, okay. Breakman.
I really like Mega Man 5. I like Donkey Kong too. I think they're both great games. But I think Mega Man 5 finally really brought Mega Man to the Game Boy.
Like, yeah.
Because we'd had Mega Man 1 before, but none of them were good.
Yeah.
I just weighed how often I played Donkey Kong versus Mega Man 5. And I play Donkey Kong a lot more.
It's got I'm the tiebreaker on this one, man. This is a really tough one for me because I agree with you, Breakman. Mega Man 5 was really a true, great, really good, solid Mega Man game on the Game Boy. But DK, man, Donkey Kong on the Game Boy was so fun, man. Holy fuck. All the different levels and different ways they, you know, kind of use that format. Oh, God, man. But I don't know if Donkey Kong can be Legend of Zelda, Mega Man.
Mega Man was just a drinking game. I am confused. Like, what? Drinking? Die take drink. Oh, okay. Well, then you're just going to keep dying if you do that.
I know. You'll die in real life if that was the drinking game, man. Fuck, guys. This is the toughest one out of the bunch for me by far. Hell with it. I'll go with Breakman this time. I've been going against Breakman. Mega Man moves on.
Yes.
I really wanted to pick Donkey Kong on that one for sure. But I agree with
you. Can't go back.
Yep, I can't. All right. Let's move on here. Castlevania 2 Belmont's Revenge versus Pokemon Puzzle Challenge. I'm going to go first on this one. This is a no-brainer for me. I did not enjoy Pokemon Puzzle Challenge all that much, the little times that I played it. But Castlevania 2 was really fun. I'm picking Castlevania 2. Eric, what say you?
Same.
All right, and Breakman, is it a sweep?
I'm going to make it a clean sweep. Christopher Belmont's going to move on again. I am surprised.
I am too. Okay. I'm actually really surprised on that. All right, last matchup in this round. Dragon Warrior 3 versus the Donkey Kong Land series. I'm going to go first on this one. This is the easiest of the bunch for me. Dragon Warrior 3 for me. Breakman, what say you?
I actually agree with you. Donkey Kong. I mean, Dragon Warrior 3.
Okay. He said Donkey Kong, so he can't go back on that.
No. Shit.
Eric?
Dragon Warrior 3.
All right, clean sweep there. So now we have two more matchups here to determine the finals. Let's go at the bottom here. Mega Man 5 versus The Legend of Zelda, Oracle of Seasons. Eric, you go first on this one.
Two Capcom games, or technically three if you have both Oracle games, yeah. Against another one. I probably still have to go with Oracle, though.
Okay, Breakman?
As much as I liked Oracle and Seasons, Link's Awakening was my favorite of the Game Boy games, but Mega Man 5 I still think was just it holds up. I think it's just an old school good Mega Man game.
God damn it, this makes me believe I should have picked Donkey Kong the previous round. This is another tough matchup for me because I agree with everything Breakman said on Mega Man. It is a true great game on the Game Boy. Legend of Zelda Oracle of Seasons I did not like nearly as much as Link's Awakening, even though they're fine games, Seasons and Ages. Oh, I'm going to go for the upset, Breakman. I'm going Mega Man 5.
Yes! I'm going to go Mega Man 5. Was on. Yes.
All right. Next matchup here, Dragon Warrior 3 versus Castlevania 2 Belmont's Revenge. Breakman, what say you?
Castlevania 2 was a lot better than the original Castlevania. That Castlevania Adventure was a terrible fucking game. So it wasn't hard for the second one to be better, but just Dragon Warrior 3, I think it did a lot for bringing an NES game to the Game Boy, you know?
Okay.
I gotta go with Dragon Warrior 3.
All right, Eric?
Even though it's technically a port of the Super Nintendo port, but I'll go with Dragon Warrior 3 as well.
I think it's a clean sweep. I think Dragon Warrior 3 is a fabulous game for the Game Boy. So that leaves us with two. This is the final matchup here. Dragon Warrior 3 versus Mega Man 5 to determine the greatest Game Boy game of all time. Breakman, what say you?
Oh, wow. These are two games that... two series that are more famous for their console versions. But these are two of the games that were more fateful to the console versions than a lot of other Game Boy games. They really brought the spirit of the NES games at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And both of them did a really good job of it. I'm going to go with Mega Man 5 just because I'm a huge Mega Man fan.
Okay, Eric?
I'm going to go with Dragon Warrior 3 again. Oof. And the only reason I kind of voted against Mega Man 5 because I knew that Dragon Warrior 3 would be going against whatever one anyway, so...
Okay, so it's up to me to determine the champion here. Will it be an upset? Will Mega Man 5 beat Dragon Warrior 3? Oh, God, this is so tough. It's actually really tough for me, guys, because I actually did have some fun with Mega Man 5, even though I pulled my hair out like almost every other damn...
I like that they put something in that game specifically for people who were not good at it. You know, if you died so many times on a certain stage, they'd give you that fist, which I like so much.
Yeah.
And then they gave you this character that was never used again. They gave Mega Man a cat, and for some reason they never brought Tango back. But
yeah.
And they brought Tango back as a cameo in base mode for fucking Mega Man 10.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, like he's just in the background, you're right. Okay.
Wait, not base's Proto Man's game. That's right.
Yeah.
Or Proto Man's game? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whew, okay. Dragon Warrior 3, which is such a great game, versus Mega Man 5, which I actually had a ton of fun with. I agree with Breakman. Everything that Breakman said. But you know what, Breakman? It's Dragon Warrior 3, man. Come on. It couldn't be anything but Dragon Warrior 3. Dragon Warrior 3 wins the greatest Game Boy game of all time. I honestly thought Link's Awakening was going to make it all the way. But wow. Finally, something in my series wins. I mean, it had to be the fucking Game Boy, I guess. But...
This was your category too. I mean, why are you getting mad now? Like trying to diminish your stuff. Like this is all yours, man.
This isn't my category. This was Eric's. Eric wanted to do the Game Boy, all time Game Boy game.
Yeah, you didn't fight. Game Boy.
I still want to do the Game Boy Advance one of it later,
where it comes down to the Castlevanias versus other Castlevanias.
There's actually some really good. Wow, did I lose you guys? Okay, there we go.
Or Castlevania's versus Final Fantasy VI Advance.
Yeah, Final Fantasy VI Advance is really good.
Because they redid the story in that one.
Maybe we should do a 32-team battle next month, and then that way we can have time at the end of the month to do free-for-all. Just a free for all. That's what we could do. Game Boy Advance next month, and then
there's probably only 32 good Game Boy Advance games anyway.
Yeah, there's Golden Sun is a good one. We could put that in there.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of good Game Boy Advance games.
Yeah, okay.
Most of them are just ports of other ones, but like for instance, well, I shouldn't say they aren't just ports. Like Super Mario Advance 4, for instance, added a bunch of new levels and stuff.
Yeah.
If you got an e-reader.
Slagar says he's... Slagar says he's good with Dragon Warrior 3 winning.
If you bought the Wii U version, it includes e-reader stuff.
Golden Sun is a great game. I think it'll... That's an underdog game, but I think it'll...
Which, speaking of which, I need to get all those games in the Wii U before the Wii U shop closes next year.
Yeah, Golden Sun's good stuff, man.
I've still gotten my e-reader. It's sitting in a box
somewhere. E-reader. All right, so that was a ton of fun. I'm really glad you guys had fun with that one. Legend of Zelda didn't win, which everybody expected. I mean, everybody at the beginning was like, Link's Awakening, Link's Awakening. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I could see that definitely winning. But that's why we do these things. Sometimes there's upsets. You know, I never – who was it that beat Link's Awakening? I think it was DK, huh?
Yeah.
DK, I think, deserved to beat Mega Man by, but whatever. I voted
still
for
Mega
Man.
Still would have lost to Dragon Warrior, I think.
I think so, too, man. Although, I don't know, man. Donkey Kong on the Game Boy was just... Man, that was on another level, man. It was really, good really game. Good. So I hope you guys had fun with that. Next month, we'll do...
Nintendo made a new Donkey Kong game.
I know.
But, you know, that actually played, like, Donkey Kong.
Yeah, that would be awesome, you know? So next month, we'll do Game Boy Advance. That way, we can get done with... You know what we should do? Not in October, but November... We should do, like, the winners of all, like, the top four of each system. Have we done enough to get 64 games yet? Like, the top four?
No.
All right. Well, when we get to that point, we'll do a mega, you know, mega tournament, 64 games from all different,
I think
you know,
we need to do, like, one more tournament to have that money.
Yeah, I think so, too. But then we'll pit all the games against each other and determine the greatest, video game of all time according to RP Grinder. So all right, we have time, Eric. Let's talk about what you wanted to talk about. What do you want to talk about today?
I want to talk about the term Metroidvania.
Oh, okay.
And whether or not it should be retired as a term.
Okay, what is your opinion, Eric?
I think it should, because it describes an entire subgenre of platformer that doesn't accurately describe what they entail, because there's subgenres within even that subgenre, and they all play very differently sometimes.
Okay, but they all kind of go along the same thing, right? Exploration of...
Because some of them have procedural generation, like Chasm, where
yeah.
You're world seeded when you start, and it's stuck like that until you start a new game, but... Still has procedural generation going on.
I kind of understand why they...
And others are more like roguelikes.
Yeah. Like
what should it be called?
Yeah, that's what I was going to...
And others are more like the Souls games.
I guess the question is, Eric...
Remember the first-person shooter? Originally, they were just called Doom clones.
Yeah, right. And then we call them first-person shooters and...
Yeah.
You know.
So,
now,
what...
And now we have Battle Royales and a bunch of other shit.
I know, but it's along the same thing, so... I'm asking you, Eric, like, and Breakman's getting to the same point, like, what should we...
Everybody knows what Metroidvania means, but yeah. it's still kind of like one of those things where, like, Castlevania games used to be a certain gameplay style, then they, for a long time, adopted another gameplay style from a specific Castlevania game.
But
and,
I guess...
And what they were trying to do, and what Igarashi was trying to do with Symphony of the Night was he was trying to copy Zelda 2. So is it even right to call them Metroidvanias?
Yeah. Well, I mean, but I guess the point remains, like what Breakman was kind of getting at, Eric. If we retire the term Metroidvania, what do we call that subgenre of games? Like, what do we call it? Like,
well, in Japan, they call the Metroid series Search Action.
Oh, okay. I kind of like that, actually. So,
and that term has been around for almost as long as Metroidvania has.
Yeah, Slagar says, nah, Castlevania was just a scroller. But Search Action actually more applies to Metroid, I would say. So, I mean, would that suffice, Eric, a Search Action game?
Because, like, I think it worked. I think it's like Metroidvania. It's more descriptive, but it's still very... doesn't explain the entire genre very well, but I think it explains it better, so I'd be happy with adopting that term. Especially since when you get to the Metroid Prime games, they're called first-person adventures.
Yeah.
Or at least that's what Nintendo internally called it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that makes sense, too. So I can understand Search Action games. Search Action Scroller, but that would really wouldn't, like, you know, encompass...
It doesn't roll off the tongue.
Yeah, it just doesn't... Search Action,
yeah,
for sure.
It has to roll off the tongue.
You know what?
We should it's clean, it's efficient. So.
Yeah, we should ask that question, Breakman. That'd be a good like poll question.
The only thing I don't like about Metroidvania nowadays is the fact that there's a lot of companies using it to sell their product, and it's misleading because it ends up not being that style at all.
Yeah,
it just kind of resembles it.
Yeah,
and one or two elements, and that's it.
So search action is kind of broad, though. That kind of, I mean, I like that for Metroidvanias, man. That's actually because searching, you're exploring, right? So I mean, obviously, it's not just a scrolling game. So and it's an action game because you're doing some types of action. So I kind of like that, like a search action. If we could, man, yeah, I'm okay with calling them search action games, Eric, for sure. So if you refer to a search action game, I would definitely know what it is. So, you know, there you go. Slagar says, but this nuisance changes it and zeroes in. Freak5 says, Bernie, Breakman wants to know if he can get a friend discount on your OnlyFans. How dare you? Slagar says,
Slagar, why don't you go fuck yourself if you're going to be nasty? Well, I don't want people like you in the chat.
That's not being
denigrating the host if you're going to just be an uppity bitch. Slagar. Get out of here.
No, Eric, I understand. Okay. He's not being nasty, man. He's like, he's saying he you want to change. But I actually think I agree with Eric on this, man. Like Metroidvania is so overplayed and overused. And he says, fuck you, Eric. No,
like, look. How dare a host on this show come up with a topic?
No.
Yeah, what? Go. Good.
No, Eric,
wow,
come on
this
now.
This is the dumbest fight.
This is not even a fight. Slagar, don't leave. Eric, calm down. Calm down, Slagar. We love you both. It's, you know, the world is going to be right. If you want to call them Metroidvanias, call them Metroidvanias. But I agree with Eric. I think the term is overused. I think search action is more generic and actually gets to the core of what the games are. You know, like, I actually do think... that's a good term, search action. So I don't know. Maybe somebody else can come up with a different term, because I am kind of tired of using Metroidvania too. Because I mean, those are two great games, and I think they should. I mean, maybe Eric, that's kind of an honor, though. You know, like it's an honor to have those two games mentioned anytime somebody plays a game of that type. You know what I'm saying, Eric?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, man. Like, it's kind of a iffy, kind of weird, you know, thing to really discern. But I agree with your point, Eric.
I just think that I brought it up in the first place because I noticed that a lot of people like to make articles about making the Dark Souls of whatever game. You know, that stuff. That obviously needs to retire because it is very lazy and shorthand.
But, yeah, see, now like, that's
And I'm wondering if Metroidvania has also, in the same vein, like, been used as a lazy shorthand. And maybe that's why I think maybe that's why.
Yeah, it's a good point, Eric. But what do you, like, when somebody says Souls-like, you kind of already understand what that is. You know what I'm saying? So Slagar makes a really valid point there. That, you know, you kind of know.
I guess my only real complaint is the words kind of become meaningless at this point.
Yeah, I know what you mean, man. So, but what do you call a Souls-like game? Like a hard action game? Like, I mean, it's just really. And then Slagar makes a good point here. He says, depends on who uses this term. If players use the term, we know it's where it's supposed to be. If the companies use the term, then
we're old fucks and we've been here since the beginning. But, you know, what do we do with the new generations here?
Well, yeah, well.
Do we just teach them tradition just because it's tradition? I
mean, yeah, that's a good point.
Tradition's a bad reason to do anything.
No, it's a good point. It's a valid point, Eric. I think search action is a good starting point on the Metroidvanias. I don't know what the Souls-like games could be called, though. Like... What do you call those games, like, that are kind of hard and, you know, adventurous, like, difficult adventure games? Like, I don't know what you would use. It rolls off the tongue better if you say Souls-like. Then, you know, people for the most part kind of know what that means, you know. What would you think, Breakman? Like, what would a Souls-like game could be called? You know, like, what do you think?
Dick punching.
Dick punching. Okay. That's a dick puncher.
Prepare to die games.
Yeah, prepare to die. That's okay. I could see that. That, you know, okay.
Stick your balls in a vice type game.
All right. I think that's on that note, I don't want to. I don't think. I think we. That's the best way that we could.
I'm surprised there isn't a studio called Get Good Games now.
Get Good. Yeah.
Probably because they realized people would groan if they saw it.
Yeah, I know. Get Good.
Yeah, but that's never stopped people before.
If someone, and never has, and never will. But yeah, you know,
it's the same thing. Slagar, he says, if someone says Souls like, we all know what that means. But like new people just getting into video games probably wouldn't know. They definitely wouldn't know Metroidvanias. They would just play the game. You know, they if you say Metroidvania, they're like, "What? What's a Metroidvania?" So I know what Eric
is
saying.
It's so hard to describe like a Metroidvania because it's not it's not a traditional action game.
And you know, as popular as Dark Souls is, it's still not something that's in the public consciousness at large.
Yeah, I know, but well, it is kind of widely accepted now, Eric.
I mean, a lot of people do Twitch streams, but like, I don't know how large the audience for that actually is.
Yeah, I
know certain people have a sizable audience, but those were people within the gaming community itself. It's like, you won't find people joining a Twitch stream just to watch Souls runs.
Yeah,
if they hadn't played it before.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like you said,
find people watching somebody do a battle royale game.
But I actually think you don't give new people credit either, Eric, in saying that. Like they easily get what you mean eventually. You know, it's like they like right now if someone says Souls like, and then they play a game that's not Dark Souls, and they're like, wow, this game is hard as balls. You know, and they're like, wow, it's just really tough.
I also seen people getting turned off from a game just because you mentioned stuff like that. So
that's true, like, too. I get, like, when somebody's – that's a good point, Eric, because I definitely get turned off when somebody says Souls-like. Like, it just immediately –
Or roguelike.
Yeah, it immediately just, like
– Or a card battle game.
Oh, card battle. Break and I just – we just shut down and we're like, yep, we're not – right, Break? I mean, I think we're both –
That's another good reason why maybe you might need another turn or something.
Break, man. I get turned off when money isn't involved. How dare you, sir?
Well, I thought that was a fact. I'm sorry. It's not.
Well, I mean, it's kind
of
true.
But how about instead of getting rid of the turn, we come up with an alternate so we can use in specific situations?
I'm okay with saying search action game, Eric, on the Metroidvanias. I just don't know. Souls-like, how do you...
I hear search action. I think, like, there's got to be a firefighter and an ambulance and shit like that. Like...
Yeah, there are games like that. Have you played the Ignition Factor or the Fireman?
Oh, the Fireman game is kind of fun. Where you have to put out fires and shit. Yeah.
It's hard, though.
It's really hard, yeah. All right.
I wish the Fireman had come out on in the West because it released in Europe.
Yeah.
But they never brought it here. And, like, Nintendo had a chance to release it on the virtual console, and they can still do the Switch Online, but I don't see it happening.
Yeah. All right. I think that's going to do it for us this week. I don't think we have anything else. Plus, I have to poop. So it's. I think it's time to go.
Well, let us know if you can't.
Yeah. Has anybody played Burning Rangers?
No, but I played Bunny Ranchers before. I don't know. That might be a different game altogether, but. All right, I think that's going to do it. Let's do our plugs. Breakman, plug away.
Yeah, like, it's so hard to describe games. I'm not sure what I'm not sure what I would think a search action game would be if I seen it described that way. Sounds like every game out there. Like, action-adventure or action game or role-playing game. Well, like, all of our terms are fucking generic.
How about search-adventure?
Open world.
Yeah.
Search-adventure. How about that? That might be a little bit different. Search action adventure. Is that kind
of? We used to have a term, just action adventure, and I don't know why we can't go back to that. I mean,
action adventure. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We'll think about that. Maybe we'll do some polling to find out. Like, if you couldn't use the term Metroidvania, how would you describe a Metroidvania? That's a good, valid question to ask on Twitter, Breakman. So. You know, just something to keep in mind. All right. Plug away, Break.
You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter. You can ask Dear Break Man a question, and that's all I've got. All
right. Yeah.
Oh, wait. No, I gotta do something for Freak.
Wow, little like outro there. That was kind of nifty. Like you came in strong and just ended it perfect. All right, I like that, Break Man.
Short and sweet was a good idea. Then.
Yeah. All right, Eric, plug away, sir.
I didn't write anything this week, but hopefully tomorrow. I'm just gonna stick to audio for a while though, but I do audio reviews on the feed, but if I do something written, it's going to show up on BosserBashBrigade.com. And if you like what I've written and you want to support me, sending me as little as a dollar would help out. Yeah. And that would be my Patreon, which is in my Twitter profile, at EricRPG.
Okay. Slager says if you do that poll, give a specific example of a game or two. That's a good point, Slagar. Breakman, you could just.
I'm going to be able to do that because the choices in a poll, it only lets you get 25 characters.
No, but yeah.
It's really hard to do.
Okay, well, just ask the question then. What would you. If you had to rename the.
It wouldn't be a poll then.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a poll, but just if you had to redo the term Metroidvania. What would you call that genre of games? And then, you know, example, Castlevania, or, you know, whatever. Just a couple of examples of games. You know,
oh, what? I got an idea.
All right, cool. All right, you can follow me on Twitter, at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders, although I haven't had much time to play much of anything lately. I've been doing so much work you know, videos of you know, my homeless outreach and cop watching and other shit. But I do plan on carving out some time for video games again. I just have to figure out when that is because tonight it ain't going to work. But anyways, I want to thank everybody in chat. Let me get to chat here. Thanks to Freak5Chaos, another TV viewer, Catcold, and our good friend Slagar. Thank you all so much for joining. If you want to join us in the chat, we usually have a really fun chat. Join us live every Friday, 7 Eastern time on twitch.tv/RPGrinders, which is the main chat. I do have a chat open over off of YouTube as well, although nobody hardly ever shows up on YouTube. But it is there, running simulcast with Twitch. Just search RPGrinders in YouTube. Also, like, share, and subscribe the show. That would be very, very helpful to gain a little bit of traction. I mean, we only have, 15, 16 subscribers on YouTube, so we definitely need those subscribers up. Twitch is a little bit better, so, you know, just subscribe. It doesn't cost a penny, and that's about it. You guys have anything else?
No. I'm working on the poll. The poll should be done momentarily.
All right. There you go. Check out the poll. It's like it says simulcast. All right, Eric, anything else?
Continue to wear a mask. Wash your face. Wash your hands. Get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Pay attention for when the vaccination for the booster will happen.
Yeah.
And where they'll be.
That's going to be.
They'll probably largely be the same places they were for the others,
yeah.
But still pay attention.
Yeah, it's going to be a few months before those are available, I think, though. So
I took my last one in, April. Yeah. And the first one was April, so the other one was May. So I've got a couple more months yet before I have to worry about that.
Yeah. Okay, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody.
going for Miles?
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm going to poll right now.
Eric had to ruin the outro with the fucking harmonica. How dare you, Eric?
All right,